Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Huntsville, preparations continue for tonight's execution of a North Texas man. KRLD's LP Phillips reports there are no appeals standing in the way.
While late appeals are possible, there are no indication that any will be filed to save Mark Anthony Solis. In 2010, he started a 13-day crime spree, shooting at numerous people, before the one day when he shot a delivery man in Fort Worth at a convenience store, drove to Godley in Johnson County, broke into a home, and murdered a 61-year-old woman. Attorney Greg Westfall, who defended Solis during the trial, says his client is brain damaged, the result of a mother who drank, huffed, and smoked crack while she was pregnant.
We're about to kill a guy who's got fetal alcohol syndrome. What could we as a community learn from this? We're fixing to learn zero.
A co-defendant pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison.
A developing story out of Fort Worth. A jury's about to get the case of a former truck driver accused of nearly beating a 12-year-old girl to death during an attempted abduction last year. Wesley King II facing assault and attempted kidnapping charges. The victim testified she tried to fight back but was overpowered by King. She was waiting for a bus in Fort Worth when the attack happened. That girl needed a heart transplant after the incident. A mayor and police chief from Texas joining a group in Washington to ask Congress for changes to gun laws.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors met with advisors to the president yesterday, and they're meeting with senators today. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo traveled with the group and says police need help.
911 calls don't come into the Senate, they don't come into the Congress. They come into the police chiefs and the mayors. And it's not the Congress that shows up.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price says 72% of Texans support universal background checks and red flag laws. She says a bipartisan group of 278 mayors have signed on in support of the changes.
It doesn't affect people's due process at all, but it helps protect others and protect themselves.
They say those laws would not stop gun violence, but they could reduce it. Acevedo says right now a man who abuses his wife could run when she calls police, and they have no way to stop him from buying a gun. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Following the Cowboys' impressive win over the Giants in the season opener, owner Jerry Jones says a new deal with quarterback Dak Prescott is imminent. He tells 105.3 The Fan what he saw between Prescott and new offensive coordinator Kellen Moore was impressive because it was delivered with intensity.
I had a guy one time that owned 400 Howard Johnsons, and they had cooks 24 hours a day. And I said, where in the world do you ever find all those chefs? That must be a nightmare. And he said, well, you don't. He said, it's about intensity. You find people and you tell them if it's supposed to be hot, burn the roof of their mouth with it. If it's supposed to be cool, make it like hot ice. Intensity covers up a lot of the frailties of the talent and preparation. Well, that is a lot to do with being a football player and being a football coach.
Cowboys play the Redskins Sunday at noon in Washington. Houston health leaders say three teenagers have been hospitalized with serious lung illnesses following electronic cigarette use and vaping. Dr. David Perez is the health authority for the Houston Health Department. He says all three teenagers are improving.
There's a lot of unanswered questions about the science behind what's exactly causing this, but the bottom line is this is a real phenomenon. Parents, you need to look out for your kids, find out what they're doing, educate them that this is dangerous.
He says two of the teenagers are no longer hospitalized. Health leaders in Dallas County reported last week they'd identified 9 confirmed cases of severe lung disease related to e-cigarettes. The company that owns the Mesquite Arena making some major improvements to the facility.
Centurion American bought the Mesquite Arena last year. They're working now on modernizing the facility. That includes a new facade on the front, new paint on the inside, improvements to the VIP section and a new floor for the indoor soccer team that will play there. Sean Terry with Centurion American says they're also making some much-needed repairs.
The roof had a leak problem over the last couple years. We replaced the whole top of the roof.
The company is also working on plans for new homes and shops nearby. The improvements to the arena should be finished by the end of the year.
Disney is warning there could be another major channel blackout coming, and this one would be painful for college football fans. Now, the current agreement between Disney and AT&T winding down, reports say DirecTV and UVerse customers could lose channels, including ESPN and ABC. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Disney claims AT&T has refused to reach a fair agreement, while AT&T says it's disappointed Disney has put its customers in the middle of negotiations. No deadline's been announced in that dispute.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.